Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thank you, Larry Richard, with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. So, bags no longer fly free on Southwest unless you're a super member. Is that pretty much the gist?
Yeah, elite status is required or a Southwest-linked credit card.
And the typical first bag is, what, $35? The second is $45 each way. Significant addition. And I heard one passenger who said that used to be the difference when searching for an airline for her was the free bag policy.
Mm-hmm.
And that may make a difference, although they're expected to make an additional $400 million a year.
The one that I'm story I'm looking at says it's $1.8 billion.
Per year?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my. Why?
Yep.
So they're going, okay, yeah, let's do that. Yeah, it says a fraction of the baggage fees collected by other airlines, American collecting $1.5 billion in 2024 just for bags. United, $1.3 billion, Delta, $1 billion. And so Southwest has been under pressure to do this for a while, and it's going to boost their bottom line, but will it affect how many people choose Southwest? I guess we'll find out.
And that is the question, and a good one it is.
I do know myself, you know, if you were looking and you say, well, the free bag policy, depending on where you're going, I mean, a lot of travelers try to just carry on. But then some of the low-cost carriers charge you for carry-on. So this starts today, right, if you book from now on?
It does. Right. And I'm looking for that that estimate on the income that they might get compared to what they were getting before. Let me make sure that I've got this straight here. There we go. The airline has predicted the change will mean $1.5 billion in revenue annually, but it could also lose $1.8 billion in business from loyal customers. So it might be a washout.
Temporarily, and yeah. Then people forget about it since all the other airlines charge for bags.
Well, you know, my perception, now I've never flown Southwest, so I don't know from personal experience, but I have shopped Southwest in the past, and my perception over the years has changed. You know, Southwest is no longer to me a low-fare airline. They're pretty much a major airline like Delta or United, right? And they're charging about what everybody else does. They don't seem to be any more less expensive than they used to be. For some reason, I don't know.
And I believe, and we can verify this with Rich Fitzgerald in our next hour when he visits, I believe Rich said, and we read that Southwest is now the number one carrier out of Pittsburgh.
That's right.
In terms of volume and passenger
boardings, yeah.
Travel.
I mean, there's a real significant presence. Southwest came and filled in the gap when U.S. Air ended the hub here, and they've only gotten bigger in the intervening years. So they're very popular. But they don't fly necessarily to where I'm going. And I found just my schedules getting back up to the Pacific Northwest are a little bit easier Like on Alaska has a nonstop, for example. So
I saw, I think it's a movie. It's a spoof on the airlines. It's old. It's called Soul Plane.
Oh, I've seen that.
Oh, my gosh. I laughed so hard because one of the things they charge on Soul Plane is to bring your tray down. You had to put your credit card to unlock the tray.
I took my dad to that movie. We roared. There were some pretty funny scenes.
Absolutely. So bags no longer fly free unless you're a super member with a credit card with Southwest.
And I wonder what percentage of the Southwest clientele are elite status members. And there's some sifting sands on that industry-wide. What used to be considered elite is no longer so much.
And let's be honest, if you fly, you go online and they ask you about your seats, and then you thought you were purchasing your ticket for one price, then if, oh, you want a seat with cushions, then, you know, that's another $20. You know, just they keep piling on the fees. And then at the end of the day, even some of the low-cost carriers, oh, you wanted water. That's now, you know, $5 or...
Wow.
It's not like the old days.
We go back, you know, to a time when people got dressed up to go on the plane. They almost always served a meal.
Now they come in thongs and flip-flops. And there is a new policy. Remember the airline that said, we're no longer allowing people on where your body parts are exposed? I'm like, okay, thank you.
Jeez, yeah.
Thanks a lot. Oh, the other thing.
Which one was that? Spirit, I think it was,
yeah,
right?
Spirit, yeah. Airlines put out a memorandum on clothing, of all things, for them. But the other thing that Southwest does, and they're going to not do, I don't know when that kicks in.
Oh, the boarding.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
So it used to be open seating. You would be like cattle. You would go A1 through 30, you know, and so on through, I think, C,
mm-hmm.
and you would get on the plane.
I guess they're going to go with assigned seating, right?
Everyone, it was a free-for-all.
Yeah.
And everybody would try to get an aisle seat and then window seat, and then the middle seats were open. It actually worked pretty well in terms of the speed it took you to, you know, flow into the aircraft and be ready to go. But they're going to eliminate that, they said. I'm going to find out when they're going to
I'd imagine they're going to make money at that, too. You know, assigned seating, you can get a little bit more.
Well, they're going to do the same thing. You want to sit, in the aisle seat, or you want extra leg room. Mm-hmm. You know, it's another $35 or $25. One other airline note, United Airlines now wants all domestic flights for passengers to be checked in 45 minutes in advance.
This is the deadline for getting your bag checked. Right?
Yeah. So you can't show up. And if you don't show up, you know, before 45 minutes, there's a chance your bag might not make it.
Wow.
So what if you paid for the bag and it didn't make it?
You know, I'm just going to say, I don't know how you feel about it, but I mean, it's nice to be able to get from point A to point B, you know, cross country in the better part of a day. But flying has turned into such a hassle. I'm an aviation guy. I enjoy flying, but
and I would prefer to fly as opposed to some people like to drive long distances. I'd rather, you know, like Florida, you can be down in Bradenton, airtime travel time 2 hours,
mm-hmm.
and boom, you're there, which is attractive. So, all right, coming up, new recommendations for COVID shots for healthy children and moms. We'll have that story. Sale to the company that runs parks like Dollywood. Is Dolly coming? Is Dolly Parton coming downtown? No word on Dolly coming here yet. By the way, traditionally, the pools open in many cases on the Memorial weekend. The cool weather prevented a lot of them from opening. But I was in North Park. And you know the giant pool there, Paul? I don't know if you've ever seen it.
Oh, sure, yeah.
I mean, it's one of the largest pools in the country at the time.
Where is this?
North Park. It's gigantic.
I've never seen it.
Bone dry. I went and looked. I thought, well, it's Memorial Weekend. I'm just curious to look at the water. And it wasn't filled yet.
This weather has got people for a loop, but as you said, we have like a major warm-up coming, which is exciting.
Let me add that to the list of things to ask Rich. Who can I call and say, where's that water for the pool? I mean,
a lot of people who I know have pools. They weren't open yet.
80 degrees at some point next week, a couple days, right?
Yeah, finally. It is going to be June, this, you know, coming weekend.
I have to be honest when I say this is my kind of weather. I mean, not the rain part, but I like the cooler conditions.
Yeah, a lot of people do. For instance, Memorial Day was, to me, beautiful.
Sure, yeah.
Crystal clear, sunny, cool, not a lot of bugs.
Checked all the boxes for me.
Yeah, it was a nice grilling day. All right, new recommendations from Robert F. Kennedy about COVID shots. With the details, CBS's Erica Brown.
Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announced new guidelines related to the COVID-19 vaccine Tuesday.
The COVID vaccine for healthy children and healthy pregnant women has been removed from the CDC recommended immunization schedule.
The CDC's Advisory Committee for Immunization Practices typically considers changes to vaccine schedules and guidelines before a final recommendation. In this case, Kennedy made the decision without their input. He was joined in his announcement by the heads of the Food and Drug Administration and the National Institutes of Health.
Last year, the Biden administration urged healthy children to get yet another COVID shot despite the lack of any clinical data to support the repeat booster strategy in children.
That ends today. It's common sense and it's good science.
There's no evidence healthy kids need it today, and most countries have stopped recommending it for children.
Until now, health officials recommended COVID vaccinations for everyone 6 months and older. The change to COVID vaccine recommendations comes a week after the Food and Drug Administration announced the agency planned to restrict the use of COVID shots to older adults and to adults and children with underlying health conditions. In a statement, the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists said it was, quote, extremely disappointed by Tuesday's announcement, saying its physicians have seen firsthand how dangerous COVID infections can be during pregnancy and for newborns. Erica Brown, CBS News, Washington.
So it has left a lot of people just questioning, you know, what do you do? A lot of confusion on what is next steps. And speaking of next steps, we're going to talk to Rich Fitzgerald about the U.S. Steel Nippon deal. It's not a takeover. It is a partnership. And some of the details of what tipped it over the top for the president, we'll get that. Bottom line, though, is having U.S. Steel still headquartered here, which was in the original proposal. So that wasn't going to change, which is great news. And the investment in over $1 billion into the Mon Valley is a significant change too. So to have this happen as opposed to it not happening, I think most people find that is a pretty good economic news for the region. And that said, we'll also talk to Rich Fitzgerald about Pittsburgh's younger population. Aaron, you're one of those. You are part of this emerging younger demo. According to World Magazine, Pittsburgh is seeing dramatic demographic shifts in the past 5 years alone. The 20 to 29 age group is now significant, and as significant as the 65 plus. As the underlying cause is fascinating, that young professionals seem to be staying here more and coming here to work and stay, while the older population is passing. So
that's intriguing and super exciting.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download today.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
I think when I think about my time downtown, I loved living in the city. But even if you live outside of the city, an hour away from the city, there is a lot coming here. And I think that's been the case for a while, even with all the, you know, ups and downs that we've seen. And so, yeah, it's exciting that people are staying.
Yeah. Do you find your friends that you grew up with are for the most part staying in the region?
Yes, and moving back. I have a few friends that moved out to LA that have recently moved back to Pittsburgh. And yes, a lot of my specific class stayed. There, of course, are some that moved. But yeah, it's interesting. I was just telling my friend yesterday, as we all prepare to turn 30, it's weird seeing people you went to high school with still here. But it's a good sign.
Turn 30, Paul.
Ooh.
You came here. How many years you been? I ask you this every week, and I apologize.
I came here in December of 2006, almost 20 now.
So this is the longest stay you've had in any city.
I've lived in Pennsylvania longer than anywhere else.
Yeah, because you were at a radio station way back.
Yeah, up in Wilkes-Barre. Yeah, so when you add it all up, I've spent more time in Pennsylvania than anywhere else. I like it here.
And you were practically a child when you arrived here. So We kept you, which is, you know, what I've also talked to a lot of athletes who've played for one of our three professional teams, and usually what happens is, Aaron, they meet a girl from Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Because they'll say, hey, why'd you stay in Pittsburgh? I met somebody. That's usually you know, what you hear.
Earlier in my career, I was thinking I might want to go on and work in maybe a city like San Francisco or Chicago, et cetera. And now that I've been here long enough to see what's going on in some other parts of the country, like L.A., for example, is a good one, I'm so glad I didn't get what I wanted. I really like it here.
Yeah. This is the Big K Morning Show, Larry Richard. And yesterday, our governor, Josh Shapiro, visited University of Pittsburgh, a research facility in Bloomfield, and talked about the state's $50 billion life sciences industry, which employs 100,000 people in the state and has made a pledge to the sciences. Joining us is Senator Jay Costa. Senator, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Happy to be with you.
Appreciate your time this morning. With the challenges with the federal government's funding, what's the game plan for the state to help boost the sciences here?
Well, as you indicated, Larry, life sciences are a big part of what we do here in Pittsburgh with our universities and healthcare delivery folks. The plan is to, the governor has proposed a $50 million initiative that would provide $30 million into what are referred to as our life science programs, as all another $20 million that would go into, on a recurring basis, into much larger type of innovation that's going to take place across Pennsylvania. With the uncertainty in Washington, it's imperative, quite frankly, right now that we make these investments, because we know that we're well poised to be a big part of this life science discussion, innovation discussion. When you look, as I mentioned, at our universities and the talent that's come here, we've got to make sure we keep folks here. We want to grow businesses out of these type of innovation work that's being done. AI, we have the AI quarter on Penn Avenue and East Liberty developing rapidly. We need to be a part of all that. And these resources through the budget process will allow us the opportunity to make those investments to grow jobs and to create opportunities here.
Yeah, last week we talked to Rick Seiger, Secretary of Pennsylvania's Department of Community and Economic Development. And what's hard to put in return on investment number is actually the innovation, but it does boost the economy tremendously. And what's coming out of the Pittsburgh area in particular has been game-changing in many ways.
It really has been, and you're right. The return on the investment, I think, is very clear to a lot of folks. You may not be able to quantify it, but what we've done is set the stage with respect to who we have here working. We have our universities. We have the brain power that we want to make certain that we're able to then capture and accelerate, do that work, but also grow businesses out of this as well. And that's what part of this is about as well, making it easier for those folks who are coming out of, let's say, our universities who want to bring their products, their ideas to market, have an opportunity to be able to do that. And this proposal will create a network of universities to be able to have that, make them more efficient and be able to get to market quicker. And be able to establish as our business here in Western PA or across Pennsylvania.
We're with Senator Jay Costa. And while we have you, your thoughts on the proposed U.S. Steel-Nippon deal?
I think it's a good outcome for Pennsylvania and certainly for Western Pennsylvania as well. I know that a lot of details have not been shared to the degree that I think folks may feel comfortable, but I feel comfortable knowing that they're going to stay here. There'll be U.S. control over a lot of the activity that are taking place at the board level. There'll be a $14 billion investment in a company that's going to be located here in Pittsburgh, which I think is going to be important, headquartered here. The goal I have for them and hope is that they maintain certainly the union positions there, and they talk about the growth of so many jobs, that they be union family-sustaining jobs. But more importantly, that there's a commitment to long-term production out of the Bond Valley Works facilities. I think that's going to be important, and I think that's what we're seeing happen here. So all those things play out the way it's been described at this point. I think it's a tremendous win for our region, and we're excited about what it's going to present for us going forward.
You would assume, Senator, that that level of investment, over $1 billion in the Mond Valley, would signify they're serious about keeping and improving the facilities here as opposed to moving somewhere else.
Oh, I certainly agree that it's something that would indicate that they're serious about wanting to stay here, and I think that's important. And that we know that those facilities need upgraded with technology, obviously, and also as it relates to the environmental impact on our region as well, something I think they're committed to. So those are all important factors, and you're right, that $1 billion, and I understand it may be more than that going forward, is going to be important. But the other part of it is that, you know, the headquarters will be here, and I think that's going to be important to the people of Pittsburgh. We'll still be able to maintain, this entity here in our region. And certainly, you know, the nature of the work that's being done, we've got good workers across our region, and we want to make sure that those good family-sustaining jobs, union jobs, stay and grow here, as well as the production outcomes as well.
Yeah, there's been some encouraging news about younger people now really choosing Pittsburgh and staying here. That's a positive outcome as well.
Yep, no question about it. And these programs, like we just described, are helpful. That, Leo, last year, you know, this initiative the governor's proposing is the second part of a multi-year approach to, you know, his economic development plan for our Commonwealth. Last year, we made a $400 million investment in what's referred to as our sites program, you know, taking and cleaning up old industrial sites and making investments all across the Commonwealth to prep these sites for folks to want to come here quickly and get through the permitting process quickly, get the infrastructure in place quickly. That bucket of money over 3 years is going to be able to do that. This is just another building block in that desire to create Pennsylvania as a state that's going to be prepared to entertain people who want to come here, and people who are developing ideas and strategies and innovation here will be able to stay here. And that's what our goal is.
As you get ready for summer, what's a major docket item you'd like to see addressed?
Well, certainly we have an uncertainty with regard to our resources coming from Washington to support our budget, but the specific policy item, I think, a major concern for all of us, at least in the western part of the state, and I think Southeast PA, is transit funding and transportation infrastructure funding. We've got to find a way to do both of those things, particularly on the transit side. We're not in a position to absorb a 35% route reduction or fare increases or not having routes operating after 11 p.m. It just would have a major impact on our workforce, folks being able to get to and from work and providing services and care to folks. So that's the major item we're working on and talking about right now. And certainly some of the other things out of D.C., the SNAP program concern is something we have to take a look at. But, you know, we have opportunities to do things as well. We have the opportunities in the energy space, Larry, to do some good things. We have this issue with regard to electric generation that we have to talk about. We have these data centers. We have AI, all these things impacting our ability to what we'll have available to us in terms of electricity going forward. We have to take steps now and not miss the opportunity to capitalize on what we have here in terms of our energy production here in Southwest PA and across Pennsylvania. Those are some of the items I think you'll see us talk about going forward.
Outstanding. Appreciate the time, Senator, as always. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Have a good morning.
Senator Jay Costa.
From the Goldberg, Persky & White News Desk, Southwest Airlines checked bag policy changes today.
Passengers will now be charged $35 for a first checked bag and $45 for a second.
It's the end of an era. As far as I know, the only airline that still had the free bag policy.
And Larry, Southwest will begin assigning seats next year.
Instead of the free for all, it is like cattle, but it seemed to be efficient. So I'm curious why they're going to the assigned seat. My guess is they're going to upcharge like all the other airlines do. And if, oh, you want a seat with a cushion? Oh, yeah, well, $35.
And I think they charge even more if you want a seat inside.
Yes, if you want to be inside the cabin.
Hey, Walmart has purchased another shopping center. This one is in Bethel Park. And interestingly, there's a Giant Eagle location on the property.
Yeah, they're competitors in many ways for the food items, obviously, but they say they're not going to, you know, chase them away.
Well, they both have stores there, apparently, right?
Right, yeah. And they're literally side by side, which is really rare. You see the Giant Eagle under the Walmart
sign. Just goes to show you, if they're both thriving there, then you have two very different clientele, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Hey, the Pirates and the Steelers are also the talk of the town. Let's start with the Bucks first.
The Pirates complete a 6-run comeback, 9 unanswered runs. They beat the Diamondbacks 9-6 tonight.
Wow, Pirates. Broadcaster Joe Block, 7 runs in the 8th inning, and they were at 6-0. It looked futile, but they won.
Yeah, Brian Reynolds hit a 3-run homer to put them ahead for good. Now, they started OTAs, the Steelers did, yesterday on the south side, and they did it without Aaron Rodgers, and that's just fine with Pat Freiermuth, who likes working with Mason Rudolph.
Oh, I love Mason. Yeah, man, he's a hell of a guy, hell of a teammate, great locker room guy.
They love Mason Rudolph, and don't count Mason Rudolph out just yet. However, Steelers, 4-time Super Bowl champ, Terry Bradshaw said he was on his show in Arkansas. Maybe he thinks this stuff doesn't get back here. He has to know, right? He said, quote, that guy, meaning Aaron Rodgers, needs to stay in California, go somewhere and, quote, chew on bark and whisper to the gods out there.
And that's not all Bradshaw had to say, by the way. We just found out that he also ripped the Steelers quarterback situation. The Post-Gazette has a posting right now on X that said he called it a joke and a failure.
Oh, boy.
Hello.
Oh, Terry, don't break our hearts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.